For the second time in less than a year, China's president will tour Africa. This trip takes Hu Jintao to 8 countries. China has been busy wooing the continent, focusing on Africa's oil and mineral wealth. Last fall, Beijing held a much-trumpeted China-Africa summit, and trade between China and Africa jumped to more than $55 billion last year, up dramatically from just the year before. To find out which side stands to gain most from the closer links, we reached NPR's Ophevia Quist-Arkton. Hello.
Hi.
Now, which countries, or which, if you will, China or Africa, is benefiting from this really fast-growing trade relationship?
I think both would say both. China now gets a third of its oil from Africa and natural resources to fuel its growing economy. From Africa's side, it's getting aid and trade from China. And it says aid without conditions, trade without conditions. It's doing business rather than politics. Huge infrastructure projects and other things that are making Africa's economy grow. So both say it's a win-win situation.
So those would seem to be the benefits, but there surely are some drawbacks here.
Indeed, and huge drawbacks on Africa's side, because although they're getting these massive infrastructure projects, roads and buildings and so on, there are questions, for example, in Zambia with its copper industry about Chinese labor practices and also Chinese pay practices and importing its own Chinese workers for these infrastructure projects when Africa needs jobs. And then, of course, the most important thing is cheap Chinese imports flooding Africa's markets and stifling Africa's own weak manufacturing sector. So you have Chinese textiles, which are all over Africa, go to markets in Kinshasa, Congo, Accra, Ghana, every corner of the continent, you will see Chinese textiles sold much cheaper than the local ones. So those are the questions being asked. Is Africa really gaining? Really examine the deals you're doing with China.
Now, how does this relationship with China differ from Africa's traditional economic partners in the West?
Say the United States. There's this question of accountability, and critics are saying China is doing business without asking questions in Africa. So, for example, in Zimbabwe, what about President Robert Mugabe's questionable human rights record? Why isn't China questioning it? And probably even more important, in Sudan, where China now gets quite a lot of its oil from, what about the Darfur conflict? China is a member of the Security Council. It could have more leverage on the Sudanese government to stop the destruction and the violence in Darfur. A lot of people saying Beijing is not doing this. So this no questions asked policy, people are saying, be careful. It may look good in the short term, but in the long term, what is it doing for Africa?
China's presence in Africa and that new competition that it represents, has that affected the U.S. and other Western countries?
Oh, yes, you definitely get the impression that Washington and other partners have renewed their interest in Africa because of the competition from China. So I suppose from that point of view, it gives Africa more scope and more choice. But experts are also saying, be careful, that there is a new scramble for Africa. This time, Africa must win, and not just those who are coming to take Africa's rich mineral wealth and, of course, its natural resources.
Ophevia, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
NPR's Ophevia Quist-Arkton speaking from Dakar, Senegal.